last year for spring break, there was a course, like they took a few of us to New York City to do MDocs. And my friend, she introduced me to the course. And I was just like, oh, a free trip to New York City? Good. I'll just go. But I ended up falling in love with it. I ended up liking to do the equipment. We learned how to use the rig. We went to New York to do B-roll. And then one of the fellows who came in and stayed during the institute during the summer, he showed us this documentary where this lady, she went back and basically she recreated the events from her childhood. But it was so realistic to me. I had thought like the scenes that she recreated were actually home videos, but they weren't. She hired actresses and actors to redo it. So I was just like, wait, I don't need to do that. I have all these, my grandfather has all these archives. I can just use that. So that's how I got into film and how I got into this actual project here. When people pass away, you kind of forget like how your relationship with them, because it's like, so it's been 4 years since my mom passed away, and like I often sometimes forget her. So the reason I have to remember her is go back and watch these home videos. My grandfather always found a reason to pick up the camera, and it became like second nature to everyone. You forgot the camera was almost there. So basically my story, I want my grandmother to narrate her story. My grandmother has like this poetic and it's really warm, touching, home feeling voice. So I just wanted her to narrate the story. And who else better to talk about her child than her? And so, So it was just like, I wanted the home video to capture this relationship that my grandmother was explaining. Because sometimes I feel like when people pass away, you can just create this story about them. Because they're not here to like defend, like, oh, we were close. But it was like this video actually emulated that they were close.
You mentioned before that you're having difficulty trying to figure out the type of story you want to tell. When people watch your film, what would you want them to see of your mom?
In our culture, death is like a joyous thing. We're supposed to rejoice, and celebrate. So I wanted to give that to her. Like, this is like an archive of everything of her life. It's not everything, but it's like pushing all the archives and home videos together, like that one thing. Everybody experiences hard times, but how you get through it is with your family. And that's basically what I wanted the theme to be. It's like, this hard time was my mom's death, but it also, like, my mom passing actually brought us close, because at first she used to be like the glue and the band-aid of our family. But now it's like, now with her, at her absence, we have to figure out how to become closer without her. So I feel like that's like the central theme. It's like, something so bad can bring something so good. Like, every gray cloud has a silver lining. Like, you should treat your work as though it's never an ending. Like, there never should be an ending. So.